I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Governor J.B. Pritzker is asking state lawmakers to raise the tax on cigarettes and begin taxing vaping products. It's part of a plan he introduced last month to balance the state budget. If approved, the tax on a pack of cigarettes would jump from $1.98 to $2.30. Vaping products that contain nicotine also would be taxed. Alex Clark is with the Consumer Advocates for Smokeless Alternatives Association. He says the argument for a vaping products tax is on shaky ground.
Taxing these products just like cigarettes sends that confusing, inaccurate message that they are just as harmful as smoking. And that's going to dissuade people who smoke from even trying these products. We'll see less people making attempts at switching to a safer alternative.
Pritzker's budget office says the new taxes would bring in an estimated $65 million. The additional money would go toward Illinois' Medicaid program. Meanwhile, state lawmakers are debating another bill that would raise the age to buy tobacco products from 18 to 21. In other news, Illinois nurses are calling on state lawmakers to restrict the number of patients under their care. Dana Vollmer has more.
Under the legislation, no nurse working in a hospital could be responsible for more than four patients at a time. That number would be lower for special units like maternity wards and emergency rooms. Paul Pater is with the Illinois Nurses Association. He says high patient-to-nurse ratios are dangerous for everyone.
Hospitals and administrators take advantage of our empathy and sense of duty to our patients to force unsafe situations on the nurses of Illinois in a misguided attempt to save money.
As an ER nurse, Pater says he's regularly handling up to eight patients at a time. Hospitals could be fined up to $25,000 for going over the limit. I'm Dana Vollmer.
State police officials drafted several reforms designed to make it harder for people to keep guns after losing their right to own a firearm. The changes deal with how FOID cards are revoked, how guns are seized, and how related records are kept and shared. It calls for greater enforcement of the revocation laws that have long been ignored. The proposals are a reaction to the fatal Aurora shootings last month by Gary Martin. The convicted felon should not have been allowed to purchase the handgun used in the shooting. Acting State Police Director Brendan Kelly says the federal government must do more to address the incomplete FBI databases used to perform background checks. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Part of SIU's annual Day of Giving included a kickoff of SIUC's 150th anniversary celebration. WSIU's Brad Palmer was there.
During an event Wednesday at Morris Library, a huge gift box opened with students springing out, dancing to celebrate the many different career paths offered at SIUC. Interim Chancellor John Dunn then spoke to the sizable gathering about SIUC's legacy of serving students.
Many alumni tell us that SIU gave them a chance. Many as first-generation students when others would not.
SIUC's Day of Giving proved to be a record breaker, well surpassing last year's total of $480,000. I'm Brad Palmer.
And at last tally, at around 6 o'clock this morning when the Day of Giving ended, the tally was more than $820,000 raised. Southern Illinois Congressman John Shimkus entered a statement into the permanent congressional record recently, recognizing a Southern Illinois higher education representative. Shimkus honored Alan Kimball, who is retiring after serving for 21 years as the theater director of Southeastern Illinois College. Shimkus says the theater and its stage that now bears his name will be a symbol of his significant role at the college and a reminder of his passion and dedication. We're going to see a partly sunny sky today with slightly warmer temperatures. A chance of rain enters the forecast by tonight and into tomorrow. I'm Jennifer Fuller.